As much as we all try to avoid trauma and traumatic injuries, they do happen, and when they do, it helps to have a dedicated trauma center nearby. I'm joined today by Jennifer Marcotte. She's the Registered Nurse Trauma Program Manager at Southern New Hampshire Health Medical Center, and she's board certified in trauma and emergency nursing. This is Your Wellness Solution, the podcast by Elliott Health System and Southern New Hampshire Health, members of Solution Health. I'm Scott Webb. Jennifer, it's so nice to have you here today. We're going to learn from you about what a trauma care center is. Like, what does that mean? So let's start there. What is a trauma center?
Well, hi, Scott. Thanks for having me. I appreciate that. So to answer that very simply, a trauma center is an organization, typically a hospital, that has the dedicated staff and specialty equipment available to care for an injured patient should they arrive at their door. So there are different levels of trauma centers. So they can range from a level one, which is the highest level of trauma center, down to a level four or a level five, depending upon the state that you live in.
All right. So that's a good foundation there. And I wanted to follow up. You mentioned the American College of Surgeons. So what does it mean that SNHMC has been trauma verified by the American College of Surgeons?
Being verified by the American College of Surgeons is really a big deal for Southern. Historically, we have been designated a level three trauma center by the state of New Hampshire. And in the last several years, the state has decided that they want to get out of the business of verifying level three trauma centers. So those hospitals who have that designation currently have been asked to seek verification through the American College of Surgeons. The state is going to stop their surveying of level three centers at the end of 2025, but we wanted to get a little bit of a head start. So we went ahead and sought out the ACS verification on our last cycle. By doing so, this has put us out in the forefront of the other hospitals in the state who have yet to start down this process. So it really gives us a head start and it helps us to up our game in a big way.
I love hearing that. So what is level 3N? And follow up, what is the N in that? And are there patients that need to be transferred?
Actually, a level 3N is a new subset of hospital designation verifications by the American College of Surgeons. And the N means neurosurgery. So we are a trauma center with neurosurgical capabilities. That means that we are actually in New Hampshire, the only level three trauma center with neurosurgical capabilities. So it distinguishes us from the pack, if you will. We do still have those patients that would need to be transferred if someone is needing any type of cardiothoracic surgery, or if anybody needed to have hemorrhage control, bleeding control in their brain with any coiling or clipping, those sorts of things, we would still need to transfer those patients.
So who makes up the trauma program? I'm sure it's a big multidisciplinary team, but maybe you can take us through that.
Absolutely. So we do have general surgery. Obviously, we have neurosurgery. That's our level 3N that we're talking about there. We have vascular surgeons in-house. We have anesthesia here 24/7. We have cardiology. We have urology. We have the whole host of surgical interventions that pretty much anyone can think of. There are some specialty pieces that we would need to transfer out for again, like I had mentioned before, with a cardiothoracic surgery and maybe some highly specialized neuro. And maybe if we're getting into the nitty-gritty of things, if someone has, say, some, you know, really complex fractures in their facial bones, that might be something I would need to send out as well. But for the most part, we've got a one-stop shopping here at Southern.
Yeah, and we talked a little bit about some of the things you all can't do there when you might have to actually transfer a patient. So let's go the other way. What services are available?
So we do offer many services at Southern, but most notably for our trauma patients are the emergency department physicians and our general surgery providers who are available 24/7 and have all been trained in advanced trauma life support. And they're caring for our injured patients every single day. We also have an orthopedic traumatologist on staff, Dr. Eddie Serlin, as well as 24/7 neurosurgery coverage and 24/7 physician intensivist coverage for our intensive care unit.
Yeah, so of course we don't want folks to experience traumas and have to go to the trauma center, but if they do, good to know that they're in good hands. I just want to finish up today and find out from you what makes SNHMC's approach unique to those patients in the region.
Southern, as mentioned, has been a state-designated Level 3 trauma center for 25 years now. We put all our efforts into achieving this goal as a team. We worked tirelessly across departments and across the health system toward a common goal. And what makes our approach so unique is that even though we can and do adhere to the elite quality standards of the American College of Surgeons by offering world-class quality trauma care to our patients, we are able to do so without losing that community hospital feel that we've enjoyed for many decades. So when you walk through our doors, you're still greeted by the same friendly faces and the same warm Southern welcome.
I love hearing that. And it always makes me feel good when I hear that medical professionals, you know, are all pulling on the same end, if you will, common goals, as you say, shared vision, all that good stuff. So thank you so much for your time today. You stay well.
Thanks, Scott.
And for more information, go to snhhealth.org/emergency-services. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to tell a friend and share on social media. This is Your Wellness Solution, the podcast by Elliott Health System and Southern New Hampshire Health, members of Solution Health. I'm Scott Webb. Stay well, and we'll talk again next time.